Well, I'm now joined by former linebacker of the New York Jets, Bart Scott. Bart, we're talking New York Jets football. What did it mean for the organization to re-sign David Harris?
Well, I think the motto of consistency. You talk about a guy that only missed two games in his last contract. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, that's the motto of consistency. He's like the mailman. You know, you can count on him every day of the week and twice on Sunday. You know, and I think it's well-deserved. I'm happy that they tied him out, and he has the ability to retire as a Jet, because I think he's been the most consistent guy over a long period of time. And I think he came in, you know, not drafted first round, you know, and has given you first-round production.
Let's talk about this Jets defensive backfield, starting with Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, Buster Screen, Calvin Pryor, Marcus Gilchrist. What are your thoughts about this unit?
Well, what's going to have to happen for these guys is they're going to have to really develop a chemistry and a bond that they can be seamless. When defenses are great in the secondary, they're able to be interchangeable. What that allows you to do is to really cause problems for the quarterback, because traditionally you expect, you know, Buster to be the nickel, but if they are interchangeable, he can start as a nickel and move to a corner, and it causes confusion because they don't know what it looks like. So things that are old and things that are simplistic looks complicated because the parts are always moving and interchanging. So it looks, one defense looks totally different because guys are lining up at different positions, and they should be interchangeable because they're all talented.
How long do you think it'll take for these guys to build an identity with having a new defensive coordinator and, of course, head coach Todd Bowles?
Listen, the identity is the same. Todd Bowles is, you know, what people don't understand was as aggressive or more aggressive than Rex Ryan. Last year, he blitzed more than anybody on third down. I know he hasn't showed it in the preseason, but Jet fans, listen, that train is never late. It's coming. I understand what he's doing. He's everything in preseason and camp is geared towards week one. Everything he's doing now is setting up game one. Nobody cares about who wins in the preseason. All I want to know, can you handle your fundamentals? Can you communicate? Can you tackle? He's going to open the gates of hell, I'm sure, week one, and Cleveland has a tough team coming.
And just overall, what are you expecting from this defensive unit in 2015?
I'm expecting them to play complementary football. When I say that, I expect the offense to really cater and lean on this defense to try and make sure that, listen, it's not a bad thing to punt, because if you can flip field position, you have to trust that defense that they're going to get a three and out, and you're going to be able to flip the field. And you can flip the field, and if a defense of this caliber is able to get a lead and pin their ears back, it can be scary, because now you win games in the third and fourth quarter where things may seem murky early in the game, but you limit the possessions, and then you take the teams in the deep water and you drown them.